Win or lose, we're talking about it. The Morning Show with McKenna, Starr, and Moffitt on TSN 690.
Now, if there's one thing I try to do in all the cities I played in, it's immerse myself in the local culture. Like when I played in Belleville, I learned how to sail. When I moved to Montreal, I learned how to speak French. Right, ladies? And when I played in Hamilton, I learned how to breathe through my mouth.
Ooh, get upset, Hamilton. Get upset. PK Subban, shots fired at the city of Hamilton. Welcome back. It's the Morning Show. 7:35 on your Tuesday morning. Daytime high of 29 degrees. Going to be another scorcher taking us through the next couple of days, including Thursday's promising high of 31. I'm Sean Starr in for Connor McKenna, Rick Moffitt, and Jimmy G. Robin Flynn, our own Robin Flynn, was at the PK Subban Just for Laughs Gala that helped raise $150,000 for the Montreal Children's Hospital. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Robin.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Well, thank you for the time. Was it everything you expected it to be?
Yeah, there were more digs at the Habs organization than I expected, to be honest. Because I know in PK's presser, he said he had no intention of taking any digs at the organization. And then it was like every 2-3 minutes throughout the entire show, there was a dig at the Habs. But it was awesome. Like, nothing was below the belt.
Right.
You know? Like, it was all really funny, all in good nature. The only moment where I was like, ooh, that was a little... was when PK mentioned that he was a little parched and he was thirsty and somebody brought out a beer.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I want a good beer. None of that Molson stuff. I was like, ooh, a dig at Jeff Molson. Okay.
Yeah, that was a harsh shot. I thought the harshest of them all. And, you know, PK did mention, by the way, in this Monday press conference, as Robin alluded to there, that he didn't want to embarrass anyone, right? He wouldn't want that kind of treatment if the shoe was on the other foot. So he wasn't going out there trying or looking to embarrass either former teammates or coaches or the organization. But to me, I thought the harshest shot taken of them all was the one directed at Michel Therrien when he was throwing out country music request songs and dedications to Marc Bergevin, take this job and shove it, and whether or not the Canadiens are going to be successful under Michel Therrien's system was good luck with that.
Yeah.
The crowd's reaction to some of those dedications from PK, over the top, or were there any groans whatsoever? It's like, ooh, boy, I can't believe you went there.
No, it was mostly like applause and cheers. People were really stoked about that. There was one moment where they had like a video of PK doing odd jobs for the Montreal Children's Hospital, helping them raise some money, and he was testing out some medication for them. And he took this pill, supposed to be a muscle relaxant, and said, okay, I'll come back in 5 minutes and see how you're doing. She comes back, and he's just like completely catatonic, and then you see it through his eyes. He's basically having an acid trip. He sees this nurse, and she morphs into Michel Therrien, and she morphs into Marc Bergevin, and that was like the loudest pop of the night was
right.
That moment.
With Robin Flynn on the TSN 690 Morning Show, Sean Starr for Connor McKenna with Rick Moffitt, and I guess the most predictable thing actually happened was the rousing ovation when PK was introduced. That was like 5 minutes long. What did that feel like being in there?
It was awesome. It was like goosebump inducing. I wanted to make sure I really took this night in because it was how often you get a chance to really like say goodbye to a player that's been traded. So it was something really special. So I went in there kind of already emotionally hyped up. And right away when he came out, chants of PK, and applause, and like it made all the hair on the back of my neck stand up. And I've been at the Bell Center for some of those big ovation type moments. You know, I was there for Saku Koivu's return from cancer game, and it kind of goes right up there with that for me, that moment of just absolute love. PK had tears in his eyes, and it was something that was just really special to be a part of, especially at the end, too. He came out and just said goodbye and thank you. He thanked the Habs organization, and I think the best thing that he did was bringing out Elise Béliveau. I think for, like, the moment she stepped out on the stage, the whole room just up on their feet. It's, like, the closest thing we have to royalty in this city. And I think that was his way of sort of bridging the gap and saying, no hard feelings, don't hate the Habs, you know, just because of this one trade.
On Twitter, I just put up the poll this morning, Robin, and we've had some angry responses and plenty of responses, not surprisingly, because it relates to PK. And just said, you know, pointing out that he wouldn't take shots at the Habs. Are you disappointed that he did? Only 11% agree with me that they're disappointed that PK did take the shots he did. 66% say they're glad. 23% say they don't care he's a predator now. Those are the people I have trouble believing, the ones who say they don't care, because everybody seems to be so emotionally invested in PK.
Yeah, well, I wasn't disappointed in him at all. I was relieved because it kind of was cathartic to sort of hear from him. Like, at the beginning, he said, I'm going to address the big elephant in the room. What happened this summer? I went to Europe, you know? And like, he skated around it, and then he did eventually just hit it. But I thought it was done very tastefully. There was nothing, like I said, there was nothing below the belt. The best moment, though, didn't even come from PK in terms of a shot at the Habs. There was a comedian, Peter Callahan, I think his name was. He wrote a letter to Marc Bergevin. And it was, I can't believe he's not in my head, because it was everything I was thinking in a letter form about that trade. And it was, there was a lot of F-bombs dropped there, and it was really, really funny. And I think that was probably the best dig at the Habs, was that letter about that specific trade.
Robin Flynn joining us on the TSN 690 Morning Show. She was at the PK Subban Gala last night. Seems to be a mixed bag of reaction when it comes to how people kind of dealt with what PK had to say in reference to his European trip, and when he got the news that the team had traded him to Shea Weber. Was there any mention of teammates that PK spent time with in Montreal at any point whatsoever in his hosting duties last night?
Yeah, he talked about Carey Price a little bit, because mm-hmm. he was talking about country music, and he said, you know, there's no way you can play on the same team as Carey Price and not love country music. You know, like, that's actually written on his locker, is what he said. So he mentioned Carey. He took some jabs at some other players in the NHL, more so than on his own team, which I thought was probably smart. Mm-hmm. He talked about, he had this moment where he put up some tweets, fake tweets, but they looked real, on a Jumbotron from other players in the league, wishing him well for the gala. And there was one from Jeff Skinner, in air quotes, and it said, you know, PK, being that I play in Carolina, I can't even imagine how scary it's going to be to get up there in front of 3,000 people to perform.
Right.
And, you know, he had some from Gary Bettman, he had some from Alex Ovechkin, Jaromir Jagr. You know, when I was a kid, comedy hadn't even been invented yet.
Right.
And that was really, really funny. And, you know, like, that was very harmless. It was hilarious, but harmless.
Yeah, and for me, I guess it's two things. Number one, it's because he said he wouldn't. And number two, in particular, the song suggestions rug me the wrong way. The take this job and shove it. And good luck with that on, you know, Habs players. And, you know, it's even, you know, hearing it again, it's a shot, obviously, at Michel Therrien. But he says, hey, for my Habs teammates, you know, playing under Michel Therrien, good luck with that. With tongue, obviously, in cheek. It just rubs me the wrong way. If you're going to go back on your word and you're going to take those shots, man, those better be good shots. And I thought of all his jokes, those happen to be two of the lesser ones.
I don't know. I think maybe the take this job and shove it. It didn't rub me the wrong way. I thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
But the good luck with that, playing under Michel Therrien's system, there's nothing untrue about that statement. Good luck with that, Habs. Like, I don't know. Saying that didn't really rub anyone the wrong way. I thought it was a pretty fair assessment, and almost like a get out of Dodge, boys, if you want any chance. There was actually, at the end, they had a blooper reel from all his videos,
mm-hmm.
and PK did an impression of Michel Therrien. You know, you've got to respect the system. It was hilarious. But a lot of people had left by then. They had filed out. So
really?
I don't know if everyone had seen it, because it was right at the end. PK had already said his goodbyes and everything, so I hope most people got to see it, because to me that was really hilarious.
Does he do a pretty good Therrien?
He does. His French-Canadian accent is pretty bang on. I got to say, respect, you know, like CK
right.
at the end, no T.
How long did the show go on for?
It was just over 2 hours. Yeah, by the time I got out there, it was almost 9:30. But yeah, it was really an awesome experience. I'm really glad I went, just because it did feel like a cool opportunity, a chance to say
no doubt.
Goodbye, you know? Like, I don't know, there's something really weird, you know, like, I cover a lot of guys. I talk to athletes all the time, but there's something really special about PK, I think, just because I remember, like, going to see this kid play in Belleville before he was even drafted by the Habs with my dad, because we thought this guy was great. And I don't know, I felt like I had this special connection with PK. So it was really cool to get a chance to say goodbye.
Well, true. And look, I mean, to me, I can't really think of another Montreal-based athlete, regardless of the sport, that could really hold the stage and command stage presence like PK does. You know, very rare bird. And, you know, the Montreal Canadiens, as, you know, I've mentioned on countless times at this point, I think kind of made a misstep in the deal. But we'll see what happens in the short term with Shea Weber coming back the other way. And for people that perhaps aren't currently aware that Robin Flynn is permanently inked on her left wrist with Bleu Blanc Rouge. Can we get some... Hopefully we get an answer from you here, but word around the campfire is you're sourcing cover-up artists.
I am. It's I've already chosen the design, actually.
Oh!
The tattoo is getting covered up. For the first few days, I actually wore an armband over the tattoo because I didn't want to look at it.
I thought no player was bigger than the organization or the CH, Robin.
Yeah, tell that to the Habs. I'm excited for it to actually be covered up so I don't have to look at it anymore. And maybe if it was somewhere else on my body, like if it's on my back or something, maybe I could just leave it. But the fact that it's on my arm and I have to look at it all day, every day, I just don't want to see it anymore.
Moffitt's fearful that you're getting like the Predator Sabretooth tattooed over it or something.
There were a lot of Sabres jerseys last night, by the way, at this gala. I've been seeing them, like, T-shirts around the metro and stuff, but there was a lot of Sabres.
Oh, wait till he comes back to Montreal. Wait till PK and the Predators come to Montreal.
It's well, he even
crazy.
Said that. He said, it's going to be fun when I come back and wear your Predators jersey, you know? But, that tattoo's getting covered up, not with a Predators logo, though. You'll see.
And we'll see, like, when Nashville does come back to Montreal, because I'm curious. My gut instinct tells me he's going to get another ovation.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it's going to be, 5 minute long, mind you. But I wonder, and what do you think about where the Canadians are in the standings? You know, hypothetically, if they are... top three in the East as opposed to being bottom three, because I think you'll get a different reaction. If they're top three, I don't think the pop lasts as long.
No, if Shea Weber is having a great year too, it may not be as long. Because unfortunately for Shea Weber, he's going to be compared to PK Subban for the rest of his career. For as long as he plays it for the Habs, this is something he's always going to be compared to. If PK wins another Norris, it's going to be like, well, come on, Shea Weber, where's your other Norris? And it's something he's going to have to deal with. But, yeah, I think it definitely depends how the Habs are doing. And also, there's a time constraint that has to be taken into account. Like, teams can get fined if they don't start games on time and things like that. So I don't know if the Habs are necessarily going to let the Habs go for 10, 11 minutes and say, yes, sure, cheer for PK, we'll pay the fine. At a certain point, Michel Lacroix is going to come on the PA and get going,
I think Shea Weber's strong enough. He'll be able to handle those comparisons. I really do.
I don't know. He hasn't really dealt with that huge media throng. There was a really great piece from Stu Cowan in the Gazette this morning. I don't know if you saw it.
Yep.
About how this is going to be really interesting for Shea Weber because he hasn't really had to deal with this kind of thing just yet.
All right. Good luck. Thank you.
No worries.
There she goes, Robin Flynn, our own Robin Flynn of TSN 690 and CJAD 800, joining us this morning.